service. We're so glad to have you here with us tonight. The service is going to look a little bit different. We're going to continue on with our 21 days of prayer in the service tonight. So we will let you know that order as we go on in the service. Also, if you have your tithe and offering with you tonight, we're going to have the ushers bring the buckets out on the sides here. So at any point during the night, you can bring your offering down and put it in the bucket. So if you would, stand on your feet with us tonight, and we're going to start by praising our King together.
making it. We are sitting in the fourth day and we are going strong. Amen. How many of you are sensing something different in the spirit? Amen. Come on. This is what happens when we pray. Welcome to 21 Days of Prayer. Today we're hijacking the service. It's not a normal service, and that's okay. You know, I taught on Sunday that the church started with a prayer service so that it would be the house of God would be called a house of prayer. Amen. That we would join our faith together. And we have resources and guides down for you here tonight. There is a government guide down here with your local representatives, your senators, your president. We've left it up to you to find your local mayor, your local commissioner, your school board. That's going to have to be your responsibility. But we also have the Prayer First manual down here. How many of you have used the prayer manual, either digitally or paper, and say, I like it? See, there are 7 patterns of prayer that are in the Bible that we can choose from to pray. And I'm just going to be real with you, so your prayer doesn't get boring. Like, it's easy to fall in the same repetition if you don't shake things up every now and then. So you need to do that. So grab a prayer guide down there. There's also your list of those that you're believing for salvation for. Now, the 21 days of prayer that we do this to create relationship and a habit of fellowship and meeting with God. But in August, when we meet again for 7 days, we do specifically 7 days for prayer for just our lost loved ones, friends, and people that we are believing for. But that is still going to be a very vital part of this one too. We are going to pray for one night specifically about the lost. So if it's new to you how prayer works, and this is your first time being here, I want to remind you that we enter into his gates with thanksgiving. And we enter into his courts with praise. That's what we just did for 5 minutes and 20 seconds, whatever it was, that song. But now we're going to go in and we're going to share the word for 10 minutes. Normally is what we do. Tonight will be a little bit shorter because I prefaced a whole bunch of other stuff tonight for you. But the reason we do that is because faith comes by hearing and hearing the word. So when you hear the word, your faith is ignited. Your faith is stirred. And when you pray, you need faith. Faith is what pleases our Father. A prayer rendered with no faith is a lifeless, going nowhere prayer. But a prayer that is offered with faith in Jesus Christ and what he's done and in the character of God alone will bring forth results. The Bible tells us that the prayer of the righteous availeth much, meaning it works. It works. And we as a church believe that. Then after we share the word, we worship the Lord. We remember why and who and what he is. Jehovah Jireh. We're going to start thinking about his character, who he is, what he's done. And then we're going into 25 minutes of personal prayer. It'll be on the screen, so it's easy to keep track of. And there's a background track on that song, on our music. There's music and worship going on. If you want to worship, you can, but I'm here to pray. I'm not here to worship. But it makes it easier, I think, sometimes. And number 2, I'm asking you to pray out loud. Why? Because faith comes by hearing. And you're hearing yourself pray the word of God. Pray the pattern of the scripture. Pray actual scripture. This is good. And this is what we want to do. If that bothers you and this is too confusing for you, then just go out of the sanctuary, grab a small group room. And then you're going to hear the music change. And when it does, we're all coming back in. And we're going to praise for one more song, and then we're going into corporate prayer. And I'm going to give you 4 points. Every 2 minutes, I'm going to give you a different topic that we're praying over. Tonight, we're talking about Christian businessmen and their side hustles. I know that sounds crazy, but a lot of you have a side hustle plus your regular job, and we want to pray over that because we know that that's a way God provides for you and your family. So we're going to pray about that tonight in our corporate prayer. And then the last 2 minutes of every corporate prayer for this 21 days, we're going to spend in silence. And we're going to submit ourselves to the Holy Spirit and allow him room to speak, show us a vision, give us pictures, or maybe we just need to be able to be quiet and hear what he has to say. So tonight, my focus scripture, I don't have much time. I have 5 minutes, so I'm going to get through it. But tonight, it comes from Psalms 27, 4 through 6. And here's what it says tonight. Let me find my, I thought I had it marked. Here we go. Okay, it says, "The one thing I ask of the Lord, the thing I seek the most, is to live in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, delighting in the Lord's perfection and meditating in his temple. For he will conceal me there when troubles come. He will hide me in his sanctuary. He will place me out of reach on a high rock, and then I will hold my head high above my enemies who surround me. At his sanctuary, I will offer sacrifices with shouts of joy, singing and praising the Lord with music." Now, this psalm was written by King David, and he was expressing how much he longs to spend time with the Lord every day and be in his presence and to live where the glory of God dwells. But the one thing that I want to express to you tonight is that David had one singular focus. He wasn't caught up in all the details of what was going to happen. What he knew was, is that though he was surrounded by enemies and that they had come to devour him, that his heart was even attempting to feel afraid because of what was happening. He said in the verses before 4, he said, "Even if I'm attacked, I will remain confident." Confident in what? Confident in the God that David served. Confident in the character of the Almighty God. See, David had been around long enough to know that when David was in the field worshiping, playing his harp out there, and the lion came to get his father's flock, and a bear came to take his flock, that he stood up and needed the courage of God. And I don't doubt one bit that David prayed out and said, "God, help me defend my father's flock." And he gave him a lion and a bear, right? It was when David, every battle before he would go in, he would submit himself, his army, and the battle itself to God, trusting that God would give him a strategy to win. A strategy to win. Even if the odds were stacked against him, he knew that the God that he served would deliver him. He knew that God was a powerful God. When he looked at Goliath and said, "I will, my God will not be mocked, and I'll take you down." And he put a stone in a sling and he slung it. And it hit Goliath in the forehead, and it said, the rock, the stone sunk in. David's own power did not sink the rock into Goliath's head. It was the power of the mighty God that he served. And the same God that delivered him from the hand of the lion, the same God that delivered him from the talon of the bear and the claw, is the same God that delivered him from Goliath in every battle that he had been given. David knew who God was because he spent time with God. He was happy when the Israelites brought back the ark with the presence of God inside. He was elated. He danced. He praised until his clothes fell off. He was full of joy because the presence of God was with his people again. David had one singular thing that he cared about: getting in the presence of God. Tonight, I want to remind you that we serve a God that is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's still healing. He's still saving. He's still forgiving. He's still delivering. He's still giving you the victory in the midst of your storm. Don't get caught up in the details. Just believe God for the victory and seek him for who he is. Amen.
Come Come rest on us. Come rest on us. So come down, Spirit, when you move, you make my heart pound. When you fill the room, you're here and I know you are moving. I'm here and I know you would fill me. So come down, Spirit, when you move, you make my heart pound. When you fill the room, you're here and I know you are moving. I'm here and I know you would fill me. As the Spirit was moving over the water, Spirit, come move over us. Come rest on us. Come rest on us. As the Spirit was moving over the water, Spirit, come move over us. Come rest on us. Come rest on us. Fire and wind, come and do it again. Open up the gates, let heaven on end. Come rest on us. Come rest on us. Fire and wind, come and do it again. Open up the gates, let heaven on end. Come rest on us. Come rest on us. So calm down, Spirit, when you move, you make my heart pound. When you fill the room, you're here and I know you are moving. I'm here and I know you will fill me. So come down, Spirit, when you move, you make my heart pound. When you fill the room, you're here and I know you are moving. I'm here and I know you will fill me.
Jesus, all Change my
set at 103. Write scripture on your heart for when you need it. 'Cause anxiety hates Psalm 23. So just say it to yourself till you believe it. And I'm feeling like I'm needing it right now. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He leads me by still waters till my fears are gone. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, oh, I know you are with me, my Father, my friend. Your goodness and mercy will follow me all my days. I know by your still waters I'm safe. Lord, I believe you can set me at ease. Turn this broken piece in me to peace and quiet.
But you still choose to follow. If it doesn't make sense right now, you will when it's over. And there will be joy in the morning. And there will be joy in the morning. not good, then he's not done. No, he's not done with yet. There will be joy in the morning. Giving in to your feelings is like drowning in the shallows. Oh, you gotta keep believing, even in the middle of the unknown. 'Cause grace will be there when you come to the end of your rope and you let go. It may feel like you're going down now, but the story isn't over. There will be joy.
Story. tell you then. He won't fail you now, Jesus.
I saw the Lord and he heard and he answered. I saw the Lord and he heard and he answered. I saw the Lord and he heard.
Come on, let's seek the Lord tonight.
That's why I trust him. That's why I trust him. I saw the Lord and he heard.
That's what we're doing tonight.
And I saw the Lord and he heard and he answered. I saw the Lord and he heard and he answered.
He will answer your prayer.
That's why I trust him.
They overcome by the word of the Lord and the word of their testimony. Come on. Some of us just need to remember where we were and where God brought us to. And we need to remind the devil of where we've come from and what God has done. Amen. The devil's in the details, but God is just in the testimony. Amen. Father, we just come before you in the name of Jesus. We start our corporate prayer. And Lord, we're praying for the church members that are businessmen and those of us that have side hustles is what I'm just wrapping them up. But God, the first point we're praying for the first 2 minutes is wisdom and direction when opportunities come their way. Second one, we want to pray. Everyone knows that when you set out to own a business, the business sets out to own you. So we're going to pray for family with a balance between work and their family life, and that they would not be overtaken by greed or too much, to accomplish too much, that it would take them away from the church, away from their family, but they would have strength to persevere, but they would have balance. One that we're going to pray for is their character and their confidence to lead, that they would be able to do it with humility and serve well. Father, we thank you. Last but not least, we will pray for favor in all businessmen and women's relationships, in their community, with their staff, with potential clients, within their church, that they would have favor wherever they go. Thank you. the last part of tonight, just keep your businessmen and women in your prayers throughout the rest of the night, and maybe even through tomorrow as you things come up to your mind about them and what they need. And they need much more than we just prayed for, but that's just a start. But tonight, let's finish our night with 2 minutes of silence. Concludes day 4 of our 21 days of prayer and church. I end tonight with reminding you that God is a covenant-keeping God. He is not a man that he should lie. Amen. We'll see you tomorrow night at 6 o'clock right back here for day 5.